Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Millionaire Mindcast, the show that focuses on all things mindset, money, and motivation to help you increase your income, impact, and influence. As always, I'm your host, Matty A. I'm fired up to be back with another episode and an awesome millionaire interview with my boy, Zach Benson. And, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I'm fired up. You know, this year I have committed to taking my life, my business to that next level. And I've been having a lot of conversations with community members, from podcast listeners, you know, people inside our Facebook group, my mentorship and coaching clients. And a lot of people are, you know, fired up as well to take their life and their business to that next level. And the one thing that I'm constantly trying to remind myself of and remind other people of is, you know, in order to get new results, in order to take your life, your business, your relationship, your health, whatever it may be, to that next level, you're gonna be required to do some things that you've never done before. You're gonna have to stretch yourself. You're gonna have to go through some, you know, painful progression in order to normalize the new level of consistency and discipline and relationships and habits that will make what you're striving for your new normal. If you think about it, right? Like, what you're doing right now today was once a stretch for you, whether it was waking up and going to the gym, whether it was making a certain amount of sales calls, whether it was, you know, going out on a certain amount of dates or communicating a specific way or whatever it may be, where you're at right now was once a stretch, and it was probably scary or painful or frustrating to get to where you're at, and yet you're here. So I want to just remind you, as you strive for new milestones, new levels in your life, your business, your relationships, whatever it may be, to make the mindset around these things that this is going to be your new normal for 2018. And, you know, talking with my buddy Zach today, who's got a super inspiring story, you know, a lot of the things that he was once doing was a stretch for him. And where he's at now, making his new normal, the dude's traveling the world and he is getting paid to do it. I mean, he literally, I think he said he had over 150 nights this year from countries all around the world that were free, staying in 5-star hotels. And we dive a lot into his story and how he was able to do that. He first started his journey, you know, back in the day, really from humble beginnings, and he didn't know his mother, and he actually was, you know, separated from her at birth in Korea. And he talked about the journey to finding his mom and kind of how that played a big role in his identity. He, you know, took a part in his life, you know, I guess a season of his life where he was living on $2 a day in one of the rougher areas of Atlanta, that he was just serving, you know, the homeless, the underprivileged, the less fortunate, and how that really empowered him on his entrepreneurial journey, the perspective, the mindset shift that it gave him, and how it kind of led him into, you know, getting on Dancing with the Stars, So You Think You Can Dance, and how that led him to starting his now business that's just blowing up called Assistagram. And for those that, you know, aren't on social media or maybe are on Instagram and you're trying to find a way to, you know, take your brand and your business to that next level, this is a really powerful conversation. So really excited that Zach came on. Very transparent dude. I think he was, you know, in the Maldives or somewhere super epic. He's in a new place pretty much every week or month, traveling around the world. And he talked a little bit about how he does that, but more importantly, some of the strategies and the things that you can take into account as you're building your business and your brand online. And overall, just some great entrepreneurial, you know, principles and practices and habits and lessons that he's learned as he's scaled his business. So today we got a good episode for you guys. And if you're new to the podcast, just want to make sure we give you guys access to our free resource. Thanks for checking it out. You can download a common question that I'm always getting is, you know, Matty, how would I find a mentor? Or how do I, you know, identify somebody that can coach me, that can, you know, help me get to that next level? And, you know, I've always believed that mentors are the greatest life and or business hack to get you there a whole lot faster without having to make all those mistakes while being able to tap into their network and wisdom and experiences. So I created a little guide, very short guide for you guys. You can get that for free. All you got to do is text the word mentors, M-E-N-T-O-R-S, all one word, to 44222. That's mentors to 44222. It'll just ask you for your email, shoot you the PDF back. And it's a really cool guide that has helped me find a lot of my millionaire mentors. And I wanted to make sure I share that with you because there's some mistakes that people make. And this is a guide that will make you more purposeful, more clear on how you can go out and find that right person. So let's go ahead and not waste any more time. Let's dive into today's episode with my boy, Zach Benson, right after these messages. One of the biggest mistakes most entrepreneurs and small businesses make, not staying on top of their finances and accounting. Can you relate? Well, thanks to FreshBooks, this part of your business doesn't have to be a thorn in your side any longer. I think we can all agree, the working world has changed, and with the growth of the internet and today's new business landscape, more and more people are going into business for themselves, becoming small business owners and entrepreneurs. And FreshBooks is a premier accounting software that will simplify and organize all of these needs for you. FreshBooks and their all new version of their cloud accounting software has been redesigned from the ground up and custom built for entrepreneurs and business owners just like you and I. It's ridiculously easy to use, and it's also packed with powerful features that make it so you no longer need to be a CPA or a financial guru to stay on top of your numbers. Whether you want to create and send professional looking invoices in less than 30 seconds, set up online payments to get paid from your clients faster, tracking client invoices and accounting, the list goes on. FreshBooks has your name all over it. And the great thing is they're gracious enough to offer a 30-day unrestricted free trial to all my listeners. So go ahead and claim it. Just go to freshbooks.com/mindcast and enter Millionaire Mindcast in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Have you been wanting to get a mentor but don't know where to start or how to find one? Then come check out the Millionaire Mentors Mastermind. 5 years ago, I was in the exact same boat. I wanted to take my life and my business to that next level, but the challenge was I wasn't exactly sure how I was going to be able to do that. Then one day, someone started telling me that if I wanted to accelerate my success, I needed to get a mentor. Well, fast forward to today, I've had many world-class mentors who have played a major role in my success and development over the years. Not only did my mentors help me hit my goals faster, they shared resources with me that I didn't have access to at the time. They helped me avoid the mistakes I most likely would have made without their guidance. They allowed me to tap into their network and build relationships with people that would have most likely taken years to develop. But most importantly, they inspired me to think bigger, get clearer, and held me accountable to taking action. Like Jim Rohn said, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So if you want to become a millionaire, then start surrounding yourself with other millionaires, right? If you want to have a successful business, surround yourself with other successful business owners that you can learn from. Whatever it is that you desire out of life, surrounding yourself with the right network of people who have the resources and experience that you lack at that time will be critical to your success. But here's the challenge. Most people don't know where to find a mentor or how to even gain access to them. Well, with the Millionaire Mentors Mastermind, that's no longer a challenge you have to worry about. Learn more at www.millionairementorsmastermind.com or text the word millionaire to 44222. That's millionairementorsmastermind.com or text the word millionaire to 44222. Now back to the show. Well, I'm excited to welcome into the show another fellow millennial badass, Mr. Zach Benson. What's up, dude?
Hey, what's up, man? What's going on? How are you?
Good. I know it's like I'm starting my day. I think it's like the middle of the night for you, right?
Yeah, it's like midnight here. I just flew in from Maldives, you know, a couple nights ago. I'm in Bangkok right now doing some consulting. So yeah, it's like midnight. So another time zone.
Okay, so before we start talking about who you are and what you've done and how awesome you are, I just want to know, what the heck were you doing in the Maldives?
Yeah, man. Well, I mean, to me, it's like, you know, another country, another culture. So, I mean, I travel the world for free. All these hotels like basically hit me up and they're like, Zach, can you come to our hotel, do some posts? So I'm an Instagram influencer. I post about all these hotels, give them a ton of exposure, and then do consulting, hotel consulting, like full time, just teaching them things that they can do with their social medias to make them better.
That yeah. sounds like a pretty awesome job. I don't know how many people get to do that, but if there's any openings, yeah. sign me up, bro.
Yeah, it was pretty much just a play trip. I mean, I did a little work, maybe like an hour or two of training the team, but that was it. Besides that, I was just, you know, snorkeling and hanging out, eating good food.
But making yeah, friends.
Yeah, that's what life's about, man. Life's about people.
So that's awesome, man. Yeah. So you, how many countries have you been to, by the way? Just curious.
I don't like now, like probably like over 50, 55. But see, the thing with me is I go to the same country like more than once. So I'm here in Bangkok, Thailand. I've been here like 12 times. I've been to Mexico like 12 times. I lived there for a couple of years. So to me, it's like I said, it's like life is about people. So as I travel to all these countries, I'm making all these amazing friends. And I want to go back to see my friends and hang out with their friends and, you know, just keep on expanding my network. So that's why I love going back to the same country. But yeah, I'd love to travel all the countries in the world someday too.
So you talked about kind of this global network. And, you know, I just think it's so cool that your job and this lifestyle by design that you've created obviously wasn't by accident, or was it by accident? How did you fall into this?
Man, it pretty much all started with the DVD. And my friend was like, you know, 15 years ago in high school, he was like, Zach, you need to learn how to break dance, man, because like, you're the only Asian dude who I know who can't dance. And I was like, bro, you're right. So one day I decided to live up to my Asianness. I taught myself how to break dance. I watched the DVD. And, you know, before you knew it, I started traveling. I started competing all over the world with just dance. And that's kind of how I started traveling and going to all these countries and just doing what I love. But then like that same guy, he was like, bro, you need to buy this Instagram account because yeah, I'm making a lot of money on Instagram, selling shout outs and growing people's accounts. So I bought an Instagram account and listened to him. And now I'm traveling the world for free with my Instagram account, giving hotels exposure. And I even have my own social media agency. So I guess it had to do with a lot of my friend, but then also me of just simply going for it and putting myself out there and not being afraid.
Nice. Yeah. So this all kind of started in, well, how old are you first off?
I'm 31 now.
So nice. Dude, you look like you're like 20 years old, bro. I'm turning 30 this next year and I feel like I'm looking like I'm 40, man.
That's what I'm saying, man. It's hard to tell with us.
So you were starting to kind of see social media. I mean, being that we're millennials, we kind of grew up around, or at least, you know, the introduction of the first computer. I remember my dad had like dial up and super loud and right. And now it's like technology is just second nature to us. And obviously millennials especially are really using, you know, the different platforms to build businesses, to live these kind of nomad lifestyles and just, you know, live life on their terms, whatever that definition is for them. So when did you kind of initially, you know, kind of go, hey, this might be something that I can utilize to fund my dream lifestyle and business? Or was it something that just kind of started evolving and unfolding as time went on?
Exactly like that. I mean, cause I studied hard in school. Like, I mean, I struggled a lot in school. Like, I mean, I got really bad grades. I couldn't say the letter R until I was in my 20s. I was always getting made fun of in school and didn't have a lot of friends. So, I mean, man, I always thought it'd be cool to like travel the world and just like live up to my potential, teach dance, do what I love. But yeah, I ended up going to college and stuff. And then I finally found my voice and, you know, starting to speak to people normally and learning how to talk. And then after that, yeah, I basically became like a personal trainer. And what happened was I just basically got fired from that job one day because my boss was like, dude, Zach, you need to choose one. Like, are you going to be here? Where are you going to be traveling the world, you know, teaching dance? And I just was like, well, I want to be at both. And you're not going to fire me because like I'm making the gym a lot of money and I'm your number one trainer. But the next week he called me and he fired me. And it was a wake up call. I was like, dude, I didn't expect that. It was a surprise. And I was feeling down and sad about it. And my parents were like, Zach, get another job because this is what we paid for you to do and go to school for. Like, don't waste it.
Right.
And I got another job and I just wasn't happy, man. And I quit and I never looked back. And that's when I took that leap of faith and I really went for my dream, which was teaching dance all around the world, you know, and making that from zero to like, you know, over like 1,000 an hour just teaching dance. But to me, it was just about the value that I could give, the how I could improve kids' performance, attitudes, and just lives, you know, and that's why I was so passionate about teaching. And then that opened a lot of doors and I'm like, I can do this with anything. I can do the same thing with dance, with Instagram, because I've already been there, done that. I put in the 10 years of work, you know, 10 hours a day sometimes of like trying to pursue this stuff. And then I know how to do it, so I can do it with anything. Right. So
that's amazing.
Kind of all clicked.
So then you were doing the dance, and so you were already doing a lot of travel for dance. When did the whole kind of idea of Instagram and the leverage of Instagram come into play into, you know, your journey?
Yeah, so for dance, it took me a while to build up my brand and my name and to just make it a full-time career, because you always hear the word starving artists, hungry artists. Like,
right.
There's so many artists and other people out in life that are just having a hard time to monetize. So because I made a bunch of mistakes and all that kind of stuff, I was able to apply the same principles that I was did with dance to Instagram and social media, because I was like on So You Think You Can Dance TV show just for a couple episodes. And
yeah,
I mean,
maybe.
I still made it pretty far. But I never won it, right? But then I the producer was like, why don't you just go out and leverage our name? Like, why don't you like go make a brand and name for yourself? And that's what I did. So I used that name. So then I was like, I can still do the same thing with the Instagram thing. So my friend was like, buy this Instagram account. I have all these Instagram followers. I can give these hotels exposure and stuff, and then, you know, get them more leads, sales, and views and likes and followers. And so then, yeah, just in this past year, I've gotten over 100 free nights in some of the world's best hotels for myself and friends, and even an academy that teaches people how to do all this stuff. But yeah, just all this past year, man, all this past year is it's how fast it happened.
I love how, you know, these kind of stories are the perfect examples of don't underestimate what you can accomplish in a year, let alone say 10 years, right? Just seeing what you've done this year, you're probably like, the world is limitless now, right? That belief that, have you always had that mindset? Yeah. Or was it like certain milestones that you were starting to hit some of these things where you started to believe a lot more?
Yeah. So, I mean, like I said, like the first hotel I ever got for free was like, you know, just over like a year ago, a little bit, like maybe a year and a half ago or so. But then like once I got that, then I started doing it and getting momentum and reaching out and not being afraid to talk to people, just learning how to talk to people, setting up these meetings, these calls. And before you knew it, it was like over 100 nights. But I just thought like the attitude was just like, I'm going in to create value. I'm going in to make these people better. I'm going in to give as much as I can. And of course I want to receive something, but I'm going to give them so much in from myself and my company and what I can do and my knowledge and my wisdom, that they're not going to be able to say no, because it's ultimately going to just make them a better company. And I just went in with that attitude like all the time, because I my philosophy in life is just to make people better, make myself better, you know, do things with integrity, and just to try to make others better, improve their performance in life. Like, that's what I love and that's what I'm passionate about. So, I mean, I guess it was from books and mentors and, you know,
yeah, I was going to ask, you know, did you have mentors and people that were really guiding you early on in the journey, or, you know, what did your peer group, what did your environment look like?
Yeah, I mean, so I guess in college, like I started reaching out to some other people, like professors, saying, hey, yo, like I emailed them and I'm like, I'm learning a ton in your class, but I want to learn more. I'm hungry. And I remember like sending that to a couple of professors and they're like, dude, you just pumped me up. Like, I want to.
Yeah, not too many kids are saying that, right?
Yeah. And I just showed them how hungry I was. I even did that with my college president, who was like, you know, a general in the army. Like, he was a CFO before, went to Oxford, like super smart guy. And he basically mentored me as well. And I just kept on applying those same techniques and throughout my whole life, you know, always always thought I could like learn something from anybody. It doesn't matter if they're, you know, they go to Oxford or they go to Harvard or they're like a millionaire or they're this homeless, right, person like that I met. Like, so I did this volunteer experience in Atlanta right after college because I felt like I'm so grateful with life and my parents have helped me and paid for my school and stuff. Like, I want to go give back. So I read this book. It inspired me. I brought this guy to speak at my school. He worked with Mother Teresa in Calcutta, served the dying and the poor and sick. And basically he's like, I was like, how do I do what you do? And he's like, you can. There's this urban ministry program in Atlanta. Go do it. And I did it. And I lived on $2 a day for food for 1 year, one whole year.
Wow.
Served over 1,000 hours of community service and just built genuine relationships with my refugee neighbors. So I was in this neighborhood. Over 50 languages were spoken in this little square mile of America, Clarkston, Georgia, 10 miles northeast of Atlanta. And basically my job was just to help these refugees find jobs and homes and set up their apartments. And that was the thing, when that's one of the experiences in life where I was living on less so others could have more. But I also learned how to see people as people. And I learned so much from these people, hearing their stories, their battles, their problems, their challenges, and how they overcame them was truly an inspiring thing. And that's how, yeah, I think.
Dude, that is such a, you said a lot of stuff there that I just totally resonated with. Being that, you know, your selfless servant's heart really seems like it opened up a lot of not only physical doors for you and opportunities moving forward, but also just the mental breakthroughs that you had. I'm curious to know what some of those internal ahas were. Because I know for me, it was funny, I was having this conversation the other day on, you know, a lot of my travels and third world countries and just seeing, you know, how fortunate we are here in the States compared to, you know, a lot of the other parts of the world. It just makes you feel your problems, your complaining, all of that stuff so insignificant. I felt guilty of ever, you know, complaining about this or that, or I was so grateful to sit on a nice toilet seat, you know, when I got back, just little things like that. So I'm just curious what some of those, you know, conversations, those experiences with those people that were less fortunate, that were struggling, taught you, and how that has really served you and impacted you moving forward.
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of crazy things happened that year. And I mean, like, just, I mean, one of the things that like I did every single week was I met with this homeless guy who was working at this coffee shop, and basically like they gave him like shelter and, you know, food and hot, warm coffee. And he was like a janitor just working like as an exchange. And I mean, I learned so much from him, man. I just learned that everybody is important as a human being. Everybody has value and worth to offer others. And I learned to like look people in the eyes, because before, like, people would always beg for money to me, like on the streets, and ask me for this money and stuff. And I would just like pretend like they wouldn't exist. I would just like ignore them and be like, oh, like, don't talk to me. I don't have any money. Gotta go. But he really told me his story, how he came from a really rich family and then like got addicted, you know, parents got divorced, a lot of bad stuff happened, got addicted to drugs, lost all of his money, wife left him and stuff. And he's just, you know, on the streets now. And what I learned is that, yeah, people, we all have addictions. We all have problems. And some of these people have more, they let these addictions kill their lives and destroy everything. But what I learned is that he's still a human being. He still has a heart, a soul, a mind, just like I do. And for me, if I was like not looking at these people in the eyes, like I would make them feel like almost semi-human, like not even like less than me, and nobody is less than me. Everybody is an equal. And that's what I learned from this guy is, just look people in the eye. Like, he taught me, like, yo, like, if I don't have money, I would honestly say I don't. But then if I'm like going somewhere and I feel like it, I would be like, yo, I'm actually going to be grabbing a bite to eat. Would you like to come and just talk? I'd love to hear your story. Or like, I'm going with my friends to a movie. When's the last time that you've been to a movie? Like, do you want to come and just, I don't know, eat some popcorn and watch a movie with us? So just stuff like that, man. I learned from that dude, just to keep it real. Just be nice to people and hear them out. Give them that eye contact and respect.
That's great, man. You know, it reminds me of a conversation I had with Robert Herjavec from Shark Tank. And one of the questions that I asked him was, you know, what's one of the greatest lessons or, you know, kind of teachings that was ever shared with you that, you know, now being where you're at, you know, having the success, the lifestyle, the business, the impact that most people, you know, dream of their entire life, it still serves you to this day. And he kind of paused for a second. And you could tell he didn't get like choked up, but you could tell it was an emotional thought that popped into his head. And it was, his dad shared this with him on his deathbed, saying, you know, everybody has something to teach you, but it's your duty to figure out what that is, whether that's the janitor, like you said, a homeless guy on the street, the best CEO in your city. Every single person has something of value to give you, to teach you, that you can learn from and apply and also share with other people and also impact them in that moment too. But it's your responsibility as the leader, as the person, to be the seeker of that constantly. And so that is, you know, it's, I love hearing that because it's a motto that I live by. I always say I'm a student of life and I'm always looking for my next teacher and just having that constant awareness. And it, often it, that mentality came from experiences like what you're talking about, where I was very humbled in the moment to know that, you know, life is a whole lot more than, you know, material possessions, money, you know, accolades, achievements, whatever it is, you know, the inner spirit, the you know, the internal side of things seem to be a lot more impactful and powerful than all the other stuff that it seems like we get caught up in pursuing on a daily basis, right?
Exactly, man. Because at the end of the day, life is short. Like, what matters? Like, good people or family, friends that are there for love, encouragement, support, prayer, like, whatever you're into, right? And then, man, when I was living on like $2 a day for food, I was like stressed out sometimes because I was so hungry. But on the other hand, I was like also the happiest I've ever been in life. Like, wow. Now in life, it's cool. Travel for free and live this crazy, cool life and whatever I want pretty much happens. And it's cool, but still, I was happier back then.
Do you ever like, feel
taking what I learned? Yeah, applying it now. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. I actually wanted to touch on that for a second, if you don't mind, because I was going to say, like, do you ever feel guilty or, you know, I don't know, whatever emotion might come into mind, but you just mentioned for a second that you almost felt happier then when you were living on $2 a day and, you know, serving the community versus what you're doing now. I'm just curious, you know, those are two polar opposites. What can people take away from that you would, you know, be open to sharing in regards to kind of the differences?
Yeah, I think it's like a different kind of happiness and stress, because back then, I mean, what stressed me out was because I was hungry. And then I was working at volunteering at a job that was kind of stressful and something that maybe I wasn't the best at, because I'm not like an executive assistant type person who's like really organized. So I'm more like a founder and like a idea creative guy, you know, dancer. And so that was hard and stressful for me, but because I didn't have a lot, my life was just so much simpler. And I felt like back then I was a lot more in the moment, you know, more relational, more intentional, community building, relationship building, and just more relaxed and chilled back. Now, that was different kind of stress and happiness because I didn't need a lot to be happy. But now that I've traveled the world, I've experienced like all these good things, these good foods, these good life, these celebrities, these people or whatever. I mean, it's cool to be connected with them and stuff. But I have like this different type of stress because, you know, my social media agency is very successful, and that can be stressful because you have so many clients.
Right.
Which is a good thing too, but it's like a different type of stress, you know, where I'm like always on phone calls, always doing consulting, always having these people like reach out to me, like to come here, Zach, work with us or stay at our hotel for free. It's like, you know, traveling can get tiring and that can be a little bit of a different stress, but also fun for me as well, because I love teaching is my passion and traveling is too. And I'm able to meet a lot of people, but yeah, my life is a lot more complex now. I have more choices, but back then I didn't. I just ate peanut butter every day or eggs, or you know, we grew our vegetables in a community garden with my African neighbors. Like, you know, I didn't have a lot, need a lot.
Yeah.
I've experienced a lot. It's more complex.
Yeah. Very, very humbling too, I'm sure. And now, So once you kind of ventured on from that experience, what was kind of the next pit stop that led you kind of down the path of where you're currently at?
Oh yeah. So then after that, I moved myself to South Korea because I was born in Korea and then adopted. And then I searched for my birth mom because To me, it's like life is all about experiences. So then I met her, we met and I filled that missing piece of my puzzle, which was amazing. And after that, then my parents were like, okay, go back and use your college major. So I did. And that's when now tying everything in, that's when I was a personal trainer, got fired, pursued the dance. Then I moved back to Korea to pursue my relationship with my mom, build family, make that a genuine relationship, and then pursued my social media agency part-time to now full-time kind of thing for the past 2 years.
Dude, that's amazing, man. So you kind of were like, you know, testing the model on yourself a little bit and obviously, you know, mastering your craft, everything that you preach, you were practicing. And then that, was it an intention to turn it into an agency or did it kind of just happen where people were starting to see what you were doing and some success that you were having? And they're like, I want to know what Zach's up to. Like, I want to pick his brain. I want to have him do what he's doing for his brand to me. Or how did that all unfold into what is now Assistagram?
Yeah, I think it helped that I was traveling the world, you know, teaching dance and then also like meeting all these amazing people from all over the world and some different cultures. And then as I went to these different countries, I met some other, you know, really cool entrepreneurs that gave me these ideas that helped me come up with the Assistagram model. They're like, dude, you should start this because you've been there, done that with dance. Now you're helping other dancers and choreographers do the same. Why don't you just build other people's brands on Instagram? And that's when it all happened because that, you know, my friend, same friend who got me into dance called and was like, dude, you need to get on Instagram. And then I just put everything together based off of what he said. And then my mentor said and random people said and made it into an agency. I was just like, might as well just do this. Cause what happens if I get injured or what happens if I can't use my hands and feet anymore? You know, I had to have a backup plan.
Yeah.
So social media agency and coaching, teaching, that's what I love to do too.
So tell people then what is, for those that don't know, Assistagram on, you know, a technical basis.
Yeah. So, I mean, Assistagram is just like, think of it as like your own personal virtual assistant. That's just hyper focused on your Instagram account, like grinding on your stuff, you know, full time, 7 days a week, doing hundreds of thousands of manual actions. So this is a real person, expertly trained by us, giving you guys real results. So like no robot funny stuff, right? This is a real human being doing stuff that we tell them to do and doing stuff that the clients want them to do.
That's amazing. And now you started with just you. How big has the agency grown? You know, what are you most proud of with what you guys have created now?
And I guess what I'm most proud of is just like these little stories of, you know, people and entrepreneurs and these companies saying like, wow, like we've gotten more, you know, followers or, you know, engagement and sales and stuff like that. But I mean, I have a team out. The thing I'm most proud about, Matt, is I wanted to create a company that was going to help people. So like the majority of my people are like overseas. Like I have a team in the Philippines and in Dubai and some other countries and also in the States. But as I was staying at this hotel, I met all these awesome Filipino people. And then like, I was like, dude, come like work for my company part-time. So now that they make more money part-time than I think full-time at their companies that they're making, you know, like barely nothing. And it's to me, it's like to see their joy in their hearts, like, wow, like this is really working. This is awesome to create a better future for them. But then at the same time for my clients, they're like, wow, like this, you really helped me get my brand and my services and products out there. Right. And so if they got a good heart, good product service, then we want to work with them. But I wanted to create something that could help everybody, even my team and other people that I've never met.
I love that. So you're killing essentially two birds with one stone. Obviously your outward facing brand and the impact you're making with your customer is, you know, a great goal and one of the lead intentions of what you do. But more importantly, what you're saying, which I can see in your heart and just the kind of guy that you are, it's the impact in your employees' lives and the people, you know, the contractors and the freelancers and all the people that you get to work with, and that ripple effect that it has for them, their families and their communities, which are often very underserved and, you know, don't have the same kind of resources or access to the stuff that we have, right?
Yeah, exactly. So that's what it's all about. I mean, that's all what it's all about to me. So it's going good so far.
As one of your, I'm always curious to know, you know, we sit here and we talk about all of the great stuff. What have been some of the biggest challenges that you've run into as you've been growing and scaling your business, you know, maybe internally, mentally, or maybe, you know, physical roadblocks that you've actually run into that you've had to overcome in scaling, you know, this company?
Yeah. So, I mean, like I'm always traveling and, you know, on the road. And like my team, they work from a digital office, right? So they can work from anywhere, which is cool. And I like that concept. But I guess like early out in my stages, like when I first started, like some of my mentors and advisors, they were like, yo, we can't get a hold of you. Like you're in this other country, you're in the jungle, and we need to talk to you. Like, Zach, like, that's not cool. And so it's like a wake up call for me. Like they told me what I needed to hear, like early on when I started this company. And so now it's just like, I'm always available for someone or a friend or a client, like when they need me. I at least try to be there for support or a call anytime. So that was kind of like a thing that I had to learn. And yeah, I mean, the other challenges, you know, just like, I mean, we have a lot of people coming in, like, and just making that whole like onboarding process very, very smooth. So now it's very seamless and nice. But in the beginning, it was just like, yeah, I'm trying to start up this new agency. And then, it was pretty much me doing all the work. So then it was just me like working with other specialists and coaches and consultants and helping them kind of streamline the process. So that is very
nice.
Smooth and clear. But I realize I can't just do all this stuff myself. I need to hire people and have them make things better.
Yeah, well, and I think that's one of the hardest parts for any small business owner, entrepreneur, right? Is we are attracted to the space because of freedom and flexibility. It's a passion. You know, there's so, all these underlying reasons. But for most people, they end up owning a job for the rest of their life. And if you think about it, right, like entrepreneurship is startup mode, and you got to wear your marketing cap, you got to wear the admin cap, the accounting cap, the, you know, customer service cap, or whatever space you're in, you're wearing all of those different caps until, you know, the businesses that are able to scale usually do it through one of two things. They do it through systems and they do it through people. And, you know, you're saying, hey, it was once I started getting some systems in place, we worked out those kinks, which created more leverage, you know, more seamlessness into your company, which really helped you guys expand. And obviously bringing those people on, they got to have some kind of operating procedure or standard to, you know, follow and uphold. So I think that's one area that I can relate to of struggling is, you know, in the beginning, you got to do it all. And it is that grind. But once I started figuring out systems and leverage and people, that's where it was exciting and it, you know, kind of a breakthrough. And at the same time, then it was like, great, now I got to learn how to be a great leader and a great manager and, you know, a great supporter. Because oftentimes you're just so focused, heads down, blinders on with, you know, your responsibilities and the most important actions that, you know, now there's a division of time and focus to supporting your people at the highest level, right? So how many people do you guys have on your team?
Yeah, so we got a team like about like 10 out in the Philippines. I got some people in like Carnegie Mellon, like Parsons, you know, like in the US. We got a few people out in Dubai. And now we're like even like scaling bigger. So I'm even bringing on some more people on board just because it's kind of blowing up, man. So I'm about to hire maybe like 25 more people. So it's going to be over like 50 soon.
Dude, good for you, man. That's super exciting, bro. I'm super happy for you. And, you know, I'm always curious to know what's next. What's 2018, or what is the next year or 12 months? Or, you know, you're a visionary, you're a thinker into the future. What are you forecasting or, you know, kind of going after for some goals or milestones in the business in the next 12 months?
Yeah, I mean, for the business wise, I mean, just like scaling it, putting these systems in place, and then doing more consultings for these hotels and luxury brands. Like, I want to transition more into the wine industry, the yachts, hotels, all that kind of stuff, but especially the wine. So I think that, you know, working with all these like vineyards and these somms, like these people who are like wine critics and really know their wines, would be a very interesting and cool like niche that I want to get into.
I like it.
Yeah. And then also, I mean, just, you know, a personal, just like settling down with my girlfriend because like she's like she's over in China, you know, she's a translator, she's Korean, and then I'm always traveling, right? So, you know, settling down, getting married,
doing there you that go thing,
the business thing, the, you know.
And you're from you're from Northern California too? Are you from the city, San Fran?
Actually, I'm from Iowa, man.
Oh, no way. Iowa. Okay. I was going to say, Midwest. For some reason, I think I just saw your what are your pictures where you're doing a breakdancing move on the Bay Bridge or something like that.
Yeah, exactly, man. So I come out to California a lot. You know, a lot of my friends and even advisors and stuff for assisted grants out there. And I love Cali. Like, so I was actually just born in Korea, but yeah, everyone thinks I'm from California because I'm so chill.
That's awesome, dude. Well, really back. Our wine country is waiting for you, brother. So next time you're out here, man, let me know and we'll go do a little wine tour or something.
That'd be awesome, man. I'd love that for real.
So the, you know, as we kind of wrap up, I'm always curious to know the mindset around wealth, right? And it's interesting because, you know, everybody has a different definition of it, right? So I'm not here to, you know, millionaire, wealth, rich, all those words are subjective based on the individual. And, you know, there's so many different currencies in the world, whether it's relational currency, like what you're talking about, whether it's, you know, cryptocurrency, whether it's money, whether it's experiences, whatever it may be, you know, everybody is chasing some kind of wealth and freedom. And I'm always just curious, you know, what's your definition of wealth?
Yeah, I mean, it's the definition of happiness, you know, knowing what I need to be happy at the end of the day. And it's not that much. I mean, I can live very simply or I can live very like luxurious. But I guess like for me, it's just wealth to me would be, you know, being able to do the things that I love and enjoy, which is dancing, coaching, teaching, traveling, spending time with people I love, and then helping those that I love and I care about, right? Family, girlfriends, people, just normal human beings that I interact with every single day. Like, I don't know. I'm on a mission to inspire the world and as many people as I can with like humility. Cause I've learned that not to read my own headlines, to not think that I'm better than anybody else, to not think that I'm whatever. I mean, that's not cool. That turns people off. So I just want to approach the world like this and give back however I can and learn as much as I can from anybody and everyone and hopefully make a difference, man, and make someone's life better. That's all.
Well, I could definitely say first and foremost today, brother, you impacted my life and it's been fun connecting with you. And these are the kind of conversations that I just feel are missing on a daily basis for the majority of people. They just don't get access to these kind of conversations. And I've always said, you know, we grow into the conversations around us. And if this is the kind of lifestyle or the freedom or, you know, the wealth definition that resonates most with you, then Zach Benson is somebody that you should surround yourself with or engage with more people like him, right? So I always appreciate you and all the guests coming on and just sharing your story, your experience, because it is inspiring and it is impactful. And it does give people permission to go after their hopes and their dreams and know that just like you, you know, just like them, you are a human being and you just took, you know, the leap of faith. You did some things in your life that have led you down the path that you're currently on today. So I just want to appreciate you and just ask, you know, if those that want to reach out to you, want to learn more about Assistagram, where can they follow you? I'm guessing Instagram is going to be one of those platforms. So what's the best place for them to connect with you?
Yeah, I mean, yo, you guys can connect with me anywhere. I mean, you can simply email me, you know, just benson.zach@gmail.com or, you know, Facebook me, same way. And then on Instagram, you can find me as Tribe Influencer. And that's just our new online academy teaching influencers how to be, you know, travel the world and monetize anything and negotiate anything for free. And while you pursue your passions, do what you love. So that's where you guys can find me. I hope you reach out. I'd love to hear your story and connect.
Zach, we appreciate you, brother. Cheers, man.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks, man. See ya.
Well, that was an amazing interview with my boy, Zach Benson. I want to be traveling the world like this, dude. I mean, if you go and check out his Instagram page, some of the photos and the pictures that he has on there are straight out of magazines. So you can see why not only is his Instagram page getting a lot of traction, but this is what he does for other people. I mean, they have all different kinds of options where you can literally, I think, pay up to $85,000 and they'll guarantee getting you an account with 1 million followers. So anybody that's looking to strike it big, reach out to him. I mean, they have packages obviously on the high level like that, all the way down to managing your account, I think, for, you know, a couple $1,000 a month or a couple $100 a month, and getting you a couple thousand followers a month. But I think most, you know, the overall topic and the conversation and the point that is, you know, was made to me here was the importance of getting in front of your ideal customer. And, you know, whether you're in real estate, whether you're in sales, whether you're, you know, in a tech startup, whatever it may be, identifying who your ideal customer is and then getting strategic content in front of them is extremely key, especially in this noisy world today. And if you're not adopting and getting on these platforms, you're gonna get left out, right? You're gonna get squeezed out. So Assistagram and, you know, a lot of the other things that Zach was talking about are very important to keep an eye on or to engage or employ, right? And if you wanna check out his, you know, website or what their services are, his profile, all that good stuff, we got the links to anything mentioned in the show, in the show notes or the show description below. So if you're not subscribed on our YouTube channel, please give this a thumbs up and be sure to subscribe so you get all the millionaire interviews coming up and you can check out all that information. Also, the show notes are on the website, millionairemindcast.com, which will forward you over to my website, mattacheson.com, and you can see everything that we talked about in this interview. But overall, an amazing interview. And if you have questions, comments, let's keep the conversation going. Come over to the Millionaire in the Making Facebook group where it's growing every single day. So I'm super grateful for you guys actually coming over and checking it out. We got people from all around the world, all different walks of life, all different businesses, all different socioeconomic background, but people who share in the same mission, right? To live a more rich and fulfilling life in all areas of their life. And you just got to hit the join and we'll add you in for free, someone in our admin, and you can connect with more people who are looking to have more conversations like this. Last but not least, if you are looking to get more free downloads, check those out on the mattacheson.com website. And as always, super grateful to be, you know, here with you guys, to be able to provide this value for you guys. And big shout out to Stephen Webb, our listener of the week, who left a 5-star review. And we want to give you a shout out, brother. Honor you. Thank you. And if you want to get a shout out on the show, be sure to leave a 5-star review, screenshot it over to me, Instagram story, you know, whatever it may be. Got all kinds of people sending cool content now these days, which is super fun. And it's amazing. It's fulfilling to me to see how it impacts you guys, because selfishly, right, I'm on the other side of the microphone and I'm getting just as much value as you are. So be sure to take one nugget, apply it, track it, implement it, make 2018 your new normal, your new discipline, your new commitment, whatever that focus is. Keep striving towards that. Keep raising the bar on yourself. Don't get comfortable. Stay humble, stay hungry, stay curious, but most importantly, keep taking action. So until next time, I think that's all we got for this show. Keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.